Let's look at Psalm 96 then. You'll find it on page 928. I'm going to read the whole psalm, but we're going to focus on that psalm through the lens of verse 10. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all the peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is also firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. So, beloved, a year is finished. A week is finished. A day has come to an end. I read in the paper that it is the most violent year in terms of murders in Toronto's history, at least since they've been recording these things. It's also true of Ontario. And the people and those who write these opinion columns, they can explain it all. I suppose we can explain it. We don't like it. But there's always an explanation of some sort. But the problem is there's lots of problems, and you need the government or you need the police, you need somebody to help you get through this. We're in trouble. I read that we maybe have 10 to 20 years left as a world, because if the 0.005% of CO3 becomes 2% higher, well, we're probably all going to die. And they have lots of explanations for it, and they have lots of opinions about it, but there's lots of problems. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. The earth is melting. And young people don't know, should we get married? If we get married, should we have children? What's the point if we're only going to live 10 to 12 years? And this is in the universities. These are all the brainiacs. These are all the people who know everything. And everybody's scared. And the economy. Do I need to talk to you about the economy? Many of you young couples know what the economy's about. You bought a house. It was a low interest rates. Now the interest rates are going up. Your dollar doesn't buy what it used to buy. We're working harder for less. And there's lots of explanation. It's Putin's war. It's because the new green revolution. It's because we've got to make some changes. If we don't make economic changes, we're going to lose our planet. Be scared. It's been a miserable year. Wars and rumors of war. And now we've got Hamas and we've got Israel. Israel, you shouldn't fight, but Hamas, it's bad that you did that too. And now it's even spilling over into our own streets, and the police are getting to take care of the protests that are going to happen in Toronto, that are going to happen in New York City. Everybody's angry with everybody else. Peace, peace, where there is no peace. And there's explanation for it, but at the end of the day, be scared. You need help. You need someone to get you out of this mess. Maybe it's some fancy new religion, or maybe it's some government program, or maybe it's, I don't know, let's just take some mind-altering substances. Fentanyl death is way up. We've never seen anything like it. And we see drug abuse as high as it's ever been. The RIDE program pulled over more people than they have in over 25 years. Because everybody's hurting. And everybody's suffering. And 2023 is not going to go down as a banner year, as we get out of what COVID did, as we got out of what the flu did. And now we're worried about what the viruses are going to do. And on it goes. Do you know what a jubilate is? The music people here do. A jubilate is a song of jubilee, of unhindered expressions of joy. Jubilate. Jubilee. But But that's not what 2023 was compared, or when I read of the historians and when I read of the philosophers and when I read of the media's position. No, it was a miserere. It was the songs of misery. It was funeral dirges. I was going to say it's songs in minor key, but half of our Psalter hymnals in minor key, and I won't go there with you. But if we think about that and the sorrow of the world, do you get down? If I ask you about 2023, what would you say? What should you say? And I'm going to say Psalm 96. And I don't want this to be a rah, 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 the future's so bright you got to wear shades, although it is for you, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. We've been through a lot as a congregation. We've been through great joy. We've been through lots of weddings. We've been through amazing things. God was with us. We buried two people we deeply loved. And we've gathered around the families who mourned them. Others of you have lost loved ones. Others of you have lost your children to the world or lost your parents to the world. You've been through sorrow, deep sorrow, especially, I think, for those of you who have seen your children wander away. And I'm going to tell you, it's jubilate. It is joy. It is joy that is infectious. It is this, for he is coming. He is coming to judge the nations. He is coming again to judge the living and the dead. He's got the whole world in his hands, beloved. Nothing happened that wasn't supposed to happen, because our God, the Lord, Yahweh, reigns. He's sovereign. Do you believe it? Do you take joy in it? I understand that there's trouble. I look at the creation, you look at the creation, and we can see that it is stamped with sin. It's not just in the day you eat of the fruit, Adam, you will surely die. But the world, the creation itself, is subject to all manner of decay. It is crumbling. It is breaking. It is breaking down. Romans 8 tells us, we're going to talk a little bit more about Romans 8, because Psalm 96 looks forward to those great, beautiful words, that the whole earth is groaning in travail, waiting for the sons of men. What sin does is it splits us. What sin does is say, hey, I want to be God. You want to be God. I can't be God if you are God, and you can't be God if I am God. And individualism breaks everything apart. It deharmonizes the creation. And the effects of sin is to deharmonize the beauty of the creation. So everything that ran perfectly, everything that was synthesized beautifully to the command of Almighty God, is now moves towards a higher form, that everything moves towards a better principle. Of course it doesn't. Leave a car in the forest, what do you get? A rusted car. Chop down a tree in the forest, what do you get? Sawdust. Leave a body in the desert, what do you get? Even in that dry, arid land, you'll just get decay. It's breaking down. Sin has left an effect, but our Lord reigns. He is in control. The earth cannot be moved. Is it affected? Yes. Are we still here? Oh, yes. Are the mountains and the grandeur still there? Yes. Is the majestic painting that God had made? When I saw that painting this weekend, I'm always amazed at the creativity of human beings. But it can never match the creativity of God, because God thought of it all. God thought of the blues and the silvers of the different kinds of clouds. God thought of the Rocky Mountains over against the Alps, over against the Blue Mountains in Virginia. He thought of the deserts and the meadows. He thought of the oceans and the lakes. He thought of the peacock and the canary. He thought of yellow, black, and white, and all are precious in his sight. He thought of the children. He thought of Mozart, and he thought of Beethoven. And he thought of Picasso, and he thought of Rembrandt. Some use their talent for his glory, others used it for their own glory, and yet he sees the beauty that humans create. Our Lord reigns. The top three religions by affiliation in Canada are Roman Catholicism, Protestant Christianity, 24% say they're atheist or agnostic. If you want to have fun with an atheist or an agnostic, ask them where beauty came from. They can't answer you. If there is nothing greater than us, if there's nothing outstanding of us, then there is really no beauty. They have no creator. Thus, there's no creation. There is simply this thing called Mother Nature. And they see with their eyes it's deteriorating. They see with their eyes it's impermanent. And they're scared. Because they have no God. But we do. The Lord reigns. We know why there's wars and rumors of war. We know that people hate each other. We know that religions butt heads. We know that nationalism brings its own egoism. We know that those democratic rulers, supposedly the best way, simply represent the evil and wicked people they serve. Nobody chose my God. Who chose your God? Who decided what human being, what group of human beings? The Israelites? Yeah, we think Jehovah should reign. Of course not. He is the independent one. He is the only active independent agent who doesn't need the people. Who doesn't do it for the people, first of all. And he certainly doesn't do it by the people, first of all. He does it because of the love that he has within the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. With so much love it overflows, let's create people to love. That they would love us. Let's give them a creation full of beauty and full of joy. And the righteous see it. And we are filled with this great and glorious hope and joy. Huh. When we walk out in a park, we look over the water. We come to church and we hear the singing of God's people. Our Lord reigns. There's no other way we'd be standing here. The antithesis demands that we're dead and we're not more powerful. I read that we'll be clean people by the end of 2024. And that we are a microcosm as a community. So small. So insignificant. Even those who call themselves Christians really aren't. Hardly anymore. But the Lord reigns. Because the church continues to grow. What's the fastest growing religion in Canada? What's the fastest growing religion in the world? And you will say, Islam. And you're right. By sheer number. Because they have kids. Which, by the way, I'm very happy to do all these baptisms. Because if we believe in the covenant and we believe in children, let's have children. And let's bring these young people up into this world and send them out into the world. But the fastest growing rate of conversion from one religion or a non-religion to another is still, by far, Christianity. In China, the church is growing. In India, the church is growing. In Pakistan, the church is growing. Slowly in Canada and the United States, the church is growing. People who didn't believe anything are coming to Jesus Christ. Why? Because our God reigns. Because our God is sending a people, just like he did with Israel, to cry out. You know, again, we talk about evangelism, but look at verses 1 and 2. Oh, sing, sing, and sing. What's the one thing you all can do together, when we're together? I know you don't all sing on tune. And everybody should get to be a minister for one Sunday just to hear you sing. It's a remarkable thing. Sing, sing, and sing. Sing to who? To the Lord. To the Lord all the earth. To the Lord and bless His name. As we sing, we call the earth. What is the most powerful thing that the media has? Isn't it music? It comes from the culture, but it determines, it develops the culture. Just look what the Beatles did. Actually, they're lamenting now that there's no great pop stars to change a culture because the new pop stars are flat. Well, that's really because they're tapped into no spirit. Guess who fills the void? You. We have a song to sing. We have a new song to sing. Now, in this connotation, in this context, it's probably singing about some great victory of the Lord. Sing a new song of His salvation. But it can simply be the idea of morning by morning, new mercies I see. Every morning when you get up, you have a new song to sing, to bless his name. Verse 2, to proclaim the good news of his salvation. That's what God is doing. And that's what's happening in all the world. And this is Old Testament stuff. Israel is singing about the salvation of God. They sing redemption songs. Whether it's getting through the Red Sea, whether it's crossing through the Jordan, whether it's beating Egypt, or whether it's taking over from Canaan, whether it's being saved from Babylon, or being saved from Persia, or Greece, or Rome, it doesn't matter. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a salvation. Sing of your salvation as you have been saved from your sin, from your death, from the ultimate decay of death. That you belong to Jesus Christ, that he has died on the cross for your sins. Sing glory to God in the highest. Jesus has come as a baby, for unto us a son is born, and the government of the world is on his shoulders. The Lord reigns through him. Sing a new song. Sing a new song of Good Friday. Ah, dearest Jesus, how have you offended? Up from the grave he arose, we sing at Easter. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Breath of God, we sing at Pentecost. And we sing the songs poetically, prosaically, in the stories and the narrative that is your life. The beauty of postmodernism is they love a good story. And you have a good story, don't you, Christians? Don't you have the best story? Don't you have an amazing story? Do you not fit your story into the grand narrative? God is saving a people. How could this happen? It's because our God reigns. Why do we sing the songs of salvation? Because he's coming. He's coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. What are the two things that the world is really, really hammering us on? One is the creation. There is no creator. It's evolution. Or there is one God and his name is Allah and his prophet is Muhammad. Now he's the creator. Or a false Jewish religion that's lost the way to God. We have the story of salvation. They come to us on the matter of creation. Because if they can get rid of the Creator, they don't need him. They think. But then you think about what their world is like. No God in charge. No God in control. Just the fates. Survival of the fittest. Dog eat dog. And at the end of the day, death wins. And what a life. What a horrible, sad, tragic life. What do you say at a funeral like that? What do you sing at a memorial service like that? Our God reigns. Don't use all you young people. Do not let them take the creation from us. There was one who was at the beginning who was there, and he told us how he did it. And we accept Genesis 1, and we accept Genesis 2, and we accept the Ten Commandments. In 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. Our God reigns. His name is Yahweh. The Lord reigns. The other thing they're going to come after you is, this is this whole postmodern nonsense of there is no truth. There is no absolute truth. And hopefully you're smiling and going, is that absolutely true? That there is no absolute truth. They can't function. No human being can function without absolute truth. Even if they say absolute truth is that there is no absolute truth. It proves that God is in them. Do not let them rob us of our truth. We had a discussion today. But how do you speak to people about the truth who don't believe that there isn't any truth? Our God reigns. He's coming to judge with truth and with equity. Tell him. You don't have to defend it. It's not an argument to win. Men are men. Women are women. Thus says the Lord. Love is love? No, God is love. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Come on. Thus says the Lord. That's what the church did in 2023. And we're as hated as we've ever been. They want to kill us. They want to stomp us out. They want to crush us because they squint every time they see your light, beloved. You are the light of the world. By the message which you sing, And what do we sing? Ascribe, or in the New King James, give, give, and give, verses 7 and 8. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Honor Him. We need to respect Him. We need to worship Him in spirit and truth. It's not about what you want. It's not about what I want in worship. It's about what He asks us for. And by the way, it's not what you get in worship. It's about what you're bringing to worship. It's about what you're giving in worship. And it better be a true heart, rooted in the love of God, in spirit and truth. You can give all the money you want. You can speak in tongues. You can do miracles. You can do everything. But if you have not love for God, if you have not love for your neighbor, so what? Give God the glory. Why? Because He alone is God. The gods of the peoples are idols. It's not the best translation there. It's a play on the word of Elohim. Elohim. And it means something like their gods are non-entities. Or really what it says there is their gods are nobodies. They're nothing. Oh, but that's not politically correct. You can't say that. Yeah, we have to. Give God the glory. Give God the strength. Give God the honor. Give God the offerings. Give God the worship. Because there's nowhere else to go. And if you love Him, tell Him. Because we know it's true. We know it's true because we made it through 2023 alive. We made it through 2023 as a church that is growing on the earth. We made it because the gospel is going forward. The gospel went forward through two funerals from this place. The gospel went forward through all of those weddings. And every time we celebrated a baptism, and every time we celebrated the Lord's Supper, proclaiming the Lord's death, proclaiming the day of salvation, singing the song of salvation, and we do it and we'll do it until Jesus Christ comes again. This is our story. This is our song. Fear? Oh, we'll have fear. We're human beings. When we hear about cancer. Or when we hear that our wife maybe doesn't love us the way we thought. Or our husband. Or when a child has turned their back. But we'll step back and we'll go, but God, You reign. God, You have saved us. Our God is awesome. Look back so that you can look again, because He's coming. He's coming again to judge the living and the dead. So do you see Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 all over this again? Who does God love? The righteous. Who does He save? The righteous. Who does He preserve? The righteous. How else would we be here? Why? Because the nations plot in vain to come and stand against Almighty God. But then we read that the Lord puts His anointed on His holy hill. First it's David. Now we know it's Jesus Christ. And He will come again and dash them like a potter's urn. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But let them know. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Only God, through Jesus, can judge with equity. And equity means two things, by the way. It means that the good will get theirs and the bad will get theirs. It's both. And so this psalm sings of Revelation 19, or Revelation 18 and 19, the death of Babylon, the prostitute, and the wedding feast of the bride of the Lamb of God, because the Lord, our God, reigns. And so, beloved, He's coming. He's coming again. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to His Son, Jesus Christ, and He reigns. And He's sending us out into the community as salt and as light to declare the good news. And that's what 2023 was about. Where that good news went out, the antithesis, the devil, the wicked, the world just came after it, banging away, banging away, banging away. Does it feel like they're winning? Yeah, it does sometimes, but they aren't. Because you know where you're going. You know where the glory lies. Soon and very soon, you will go to see the King. Either you'll see Him come after He's finished fighting the last enemy, death. For that's how long He will rule. And then with Him, we will hand the kingdom back to God. Or maybe this week, you will go to see the King. But if the Lord reigns, then our salvation is insured. And nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 again. The whole creation is waiting. Everything is working for the good of your salvation. Jubilate. The Lord reigns. And he will put everything back together into a creational harmony, a natural symphony that will declare the glory of God. And there will be together, Jew and Gentile, young and old, male and female, in glory forever and ever, one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, one faith, one baptism. Beloved, let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. May the Lord bless us in 2024 as he has in 2023. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come with this hope in our hearts now. We're thankful for your word. You are in the citadels of glory. We see you everywhere in the creation. And Father, let us, when we get down, take some time to look at the beauty of a tree, the marvel of your creatures, the smell of a flower, the beauty of a piece of music, the wonder of a piece of art. And Lord God, we pray that our singing would be a sweet song to you, that we would bring praises and glory to you. We pray, Father, that as we minister to one another, and we think of Archie and Joanne as they minister now to Jerry, that he would feel this truth, that you reign, that it isn't just about this creation, but the new heavens and the new earth, and that, Lord, you would lead him and guide him along the way. We ask, Father in heaven, that you would bless the elders with this kind of hope and this kind of message, that when they come into our homes, they would sing the songs of salvation. And when the deacons need to come to us and we're feeling lonely, or we're feeling poor, or we're feeling distraught, that they too would sing the songs of salvation, new songs, morning by morning, new mercies we see. And Father, we pray that you would send Jesus Christ quickly, so that these mass murders and the persecution and the imprisonment and the sorrow and the brokenness and the death will all be a thing of the past. But till then, Father, let us go forward in the assurance that you are the Lord and that you reign both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.